Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real. Because I believe that this week is so very important to preserving your investment principle, I'm going to limit the podcast to include only my proprietary comments for podcast subscribers. So here it is. Here's the sad truth. And here's why you should be really paying close attention to this week's broadcast. The facts are there is no revenue growth in the S&P 500 companies. There is no earnings growth in the S&P 500. And there is no GDP growth in the first quarter. Now, the first quarter U.S. GDP was first reported at a positive 0.2%, just a paltry 0.2%. However, the March trade deficit jumped 43% to $51.4 billion. That is a six-year high, and that virtually guarantees that the first quarter GDP that was first announced to be 0.2% positive will go into negative territory. So that's the first quarter. That's a one half of a recession. And the sad truth also is that there is no oil tax cut, and there will be no second half recovery to consumer spending, and there will be no second half recovery in the economy. And I'll go further into that in my prepared comments that come out later in the week that you can view on my website. But here's why I'm so concerned. Right now, today, as we speak, interest rates are rising in the U.S. pretty sharply because the negative interest rates in Europe are reversing. Let me give you some very specific examples. The Italian 10-year note on April 14th, just a few weeks ago, was 1.26%, and today it's 1.91%. The Portuguese 10-year on April 14th, 1.71%. Today, 2.49%. Spain, 1.26%, jumped to 1.88%. The France, in the middle of April, was just 0.35% on their 10-year. Today, it's 0.86%. And Germany, the most important one in the EU zone, in European zone, on April 16th, it was just 0.08%. And that spiked up all the way to 0.58%. And that is causing the U.S. 10-year to jump. And that jumped from 1.87% on April 16th to 2.24% today. These are not high yields, historically speaking. But that is a huge move, not just percentage-wise, of course, because they're so low, but in nominal terms, that is a huge move in such a short time frame. So, going further, the ADP employment report for April came in, it was announced this morning, at just 169,000 net private sector jobs. The productivity for Q1 was minus 1.9%. The economy is flat, yet bond yields are spiking. Now, I mentioned a few weeks ago, there's three daggers that will be putting a gaping hole into the equity bubble. One was a recession. Two was a flattening of the yield curve because the Fed was raising rates. Or spiking long-term rates was the third one. Well, we now have two out of the three. We have a half of a recession. Q2 starts with April. It doesn't look like it's doing very well at all. And we have spiking bond yields. Now, April data is crucial, and the early indications, as I just said, are that it will not show any such rebound to the negative first quarter. And if that's the case, if you have no growth and spiking bond yields, stocks will correct and sharply. And it is my advice to you to stay very cautious. You can do, like I'm doing, is pick selective winners in very beaten down sectors like gold, like Russian equities. But as of this recording, which is on early Wednesday afternoon, the Dow is unchanged on the year. You would be very wise to hold a very high percentage of cash, which is 50% or greater. There is no lost opportunity cost. If you were in 100% cash this year, you would have lost nothing. You would have a small dividend in your money market fund. You must have very high levels of cash to profit from the downdraft in equity prices that is now on our doorstep. If the money isn't in a brokerage account, if the stock market has another flash crash like it did several years ago, and I fully predict that that's very likely to occur, you have to be here, ready to go, and ready to profit, because it won't last very long. The Fed will come in with a massive QE program and try to turn everything around. So you have to be very nimble, very quick. And I will say this to you. If the current trend in sovereign bond yields continues for just a few more days, the chances of a global, worldwide equity collapse is significant. If you look at the run-up in Japan shares, European shares, U.S. shares, especially Chinese shares, which, by the way, is down about 6% in the past 2 days, you will see how fragile the global markets are. And they're riding on top, across the board, record levels of margin debt. And I will leave you with this. You would be very wise not to ignore the warning that I have just given you. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.